Hey.
So first, for Karen, Kimiko is alienated in so many ways. She's the only soup. She's the only female in the boys. She was, you know, trafficked to America, kidnapped against her will. She can't speak. She's literally only known as the female for a while. And I was wondering what you do to keep her grounded and to keep her humanity intact. And for Tomer, if for some reason Kimiko were to leave the boys, would he go with, would Frenchie go with her?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of filming season one, Eric and I spoke about how we wanted to, or like what we wanted to do with the female. And I didn't know that she would be getting a name. And in the comics, she's less human, I think, in the comics. And in our show, Eric outwardly said, I don't want to go exactly the way the comics went. We need her to be more with her own motives, her own person with a personality and human, like you said. And so I always keep that in mind, but I think whenever I'm doing any of the scenes, I never really think about like, how can I make her more human? Because she has such a her entire storyline is about survival. And that is something that everyone can relate to. Everyone wants to live their own life, whether it's life or death or just, you know, in general. So it's important for people to see her human side, but I'd never really thought about how to make her human because it was already in the script. I think, yeah.
And the answer is we. He will go with her wherever she wants.
Oui, oui.
Through flames and fire, mon ami.
Mon ami.
Thank you.